Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect sunny and a moderate breeze, highs of 19, lows of 13. Tuesday, we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze, highs of 22, lows of 16. Wednesday, we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze, highs of 25, lows of 15. Thursday, we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze, highs of 25, lows of 16. And Friday, we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze, highs of 24, lows of 17. I'll update you more next week. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Trade and Standards have received reports of another scam phone call that appears to be targeting us at the moment. This is an automated call that starts off by saying you have missed a call from your internet service provider. They will then go on to tell you that your internet service is about to be cut off unless you make a payment immediately. This is a scam. Your internet provider would never contact you in this way. Hang up immediately, and for more advice around keeping yourself safe, go to www.iwasp.org.uk. Meanwhile, visitors and patients attending appointments at St Mary's Hospital must wear face covering at all times. In line with government guidance, all members of the public needing to visit NHS sites now need to wear face coverings. All staff are also now wearing them. Meanwhile, hospital patients must be attended unaccompanied, including for a blood test, unless the patient is a child or is unable to attend without. Do not attend if you or anyone in your household has experienced symptoms of coronavirus in the last 14 days. The Isle of Wight Hospital says visiting restrictions remain in place. People wanting to visit patients should phone the ward area in advance. Alice Webster, Nursing Director at Isle of Wight NHS Trust, said, "We would like to thank our community for their continued support and to reassure them that we are taking every step to ensure that our healthcare facilities are safe for everyone, and wearing face coverings to appointments is an additional measure that will help." And finally, members of the West and Central White Labour Party have raised concerns about the forthcoming closure of All Saints Primary School in Freshwater. In the light of the pandemic, Labour members say they have concerns over the intention to close the All Saints school site and the proposed increase in the number of children to attend Yarmouth Primary School. They say that it will be very difficult to comply with government guidance on social distancing in schools if the number of children who attend Yarmouth is increased so dramatically. According to Gareth Page, chair of the local party, there is no legislative necessity for any rush with closing the All Saints site, and delays to the planning process caused by COVID-19 mean that renovation work is unlikely to commence next academic year. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are some famous birthdays. Number 1, Lance Stewart, who's a YouTube star. Number 2, John Goodman, who's a movie actor. Number 3, Josh Lucas, who's a movie actor as well. And number 4, Sam Price, who's a drummer. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? I'll tell you later on. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. On the 17th of June 1885, the Statue of Liberty, a monument to freedom and America itself, arrived in New York City. The copper statue, a gift from the people of France to the people of the United States, was built by Gustave Eiffel, who went on to build the Eiffel Tower. The 15th of June 1215 was when the Magna Carta was signed. It was seen as the basis of rights to equal and fair treatment under the law for everybody. The Magna Carta was signed between King John and his nobles. One of the four original copies that exist today resides in Salisbury Cathedral, and I've seen it. On June 18, 1815, the Duke of Wellington, supported by his Prussian allies, defeated Napoleon at the Battle of Waterloo in Belgium. Over 150,000 troops took part in the battle, which had a station named after it in London. After his defeat, Napoleon went into exile on St. Helena, a remote island in the Atlantic, where he spent the rest of his life. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is risible. R-I-S-I-B-L-E. It's an adjective meaning provoking laughter through being ludicrous. It originated from the mid-16th century and from late Latin risibilis, or from the Latin prefix ris, which means laughed. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
Hello, I'm Ophelia. And remember I told you about all these people who are having their birthdays today? Well, now I'm going to tell you how old they are and which year they were born in. Number one, Lance Stewart, who is 24 years old and was born in 1996. Number two, John Goodman, who was born in 1952 and is age 68 today. Number three, Josh Lucas, who was born in 1971. And who's age 49 today. And finally, Sam Price, who was born in 1995 and is age 25 years old today. I'll tell you more famous birthdays next week. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, more places are being proposed in the Isle of Wight's school system for children and young people with additional needs. A public notice has been issued by the Isle of Wight Council informing residents of its plans to increase special education needs and or disabilities, or SEND, provisions at two island schools, following a review of specialist education places. Published in November last year, the Isle of Wight Council's strategy for SEND provision for children and young people from 0 to 25 years identified trends in current SEND populations on the island and projected trends. The strategy outlined where additional provision was required and made recommendations for development. One area at Honey Hill Primary School is a pilot scheme started in September 2018, which could become permanent, providing continued support for 8 children with social, emotional and mental health difficulties, or SEMH. The second recommendation is at St. George's School in Newport that provides an education for young people aged between 11 and 19 years old with complex learning difficulties. The school is almost full, with the current number of pupils registered at 174, 2 away from its 176 capacity. From September the 1st, the planned admission number will rise to 188, providing 12 more specialist spaces for SEND pupils. In the Council's SEND strategy, it was found a further 38 secondary places would be needed for pupils with profound and multiple learning difficulties, speech, language and communication needs. The proposal for St. George's, if agreed, would potentially create 12 of those places on a satellite site at the Isle of Wight Education Federation's Node Hill 6 form site. And finally, a health strategy that focuses on wellness and not treating illness has been approved for the Isle of Wight. At a meeting of the Isle of Wight Council's Cabinet last week, Director of Public Health Simon Bryant introduced a strategy which will help the Council keep residents healthy for the next 5 years. He said, "We know people want to be healthy. Having a good quality of life and being in control of our health is important. This strategy sets out some key issues for us to improve the health of the island's population, how we manage demand for services, and we know we need to move to a wellness model, shifting to preventative and early intervention models." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycops O'Toole.
That's it for this week's Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.